In this week's episode, we're going to talk about a marketing stats explosion we're going to lay on you guys. 50 plus important web stats you guys need to know. Welcome to You're the Marketing Department, the show for you, the CEOs, VPs, or solo marketers inside a growing organization. Whether it's your main task or just one hat you wear, we're here to provide tips, resources, and encouragement as you perform the impossible of leading an organization as a one-man or one-woman marketing department. As always, be sure to check us out on our website, newnorth.com/podcast, for more information about today's show and resources into marketing. Anyway, my name is Jacob. I'll be the host of the show today, and I'm joined by Tobin. How you doing?
Good, Jacob. How you doing?
Good, not bad at all. It's good. I'm about to set up my solitary Christmas decoration.
Oh yeah, what are you going to get?
One of those fake... Well, I already have it right now. It's in my closet, though, where it belongs. It's one of those fake little Christmas trees.
Yeah, I gotcha. That's cool. I probably have
like four ornaments. I want to keep it classy.
Yeah, that's good.
My family used to add like 4,000 ornaments, and every year we would get an ornament from that one aunt you never see.
Right, sure.
They add up.
Yeah, that's good. That's good stuff. Yeah, we have a lot of ornaments. In our family too. It depends on how much you want to put out there, you know, in the tree. And, you know, eventually I'm sure there's a great number of ornaments that make it to the dump with the trees every year.
I have a full box that my parents just still have at their house. I just don't want to get it.
Well, you know, what's really interesting is that almost 15,000 people are injured every year setting up holiday decorations.
That's not that surprising, actually.
Yeah. And there's actually 16 deaths from it as well. So it is a dangerous thing. Most of them come when people are drinking during the holidays as well, which is not a surprise.
Standing one-footed on a ladder after a little bit of eggnog, that'll do it.
That'll do it. So holiday tip for everyone listening.
Don't do it in the morning.
Yeah, you don't use ladders. And just take it safety, because it is safety first in the Christmas season. So speaking of statistics, we have a great show today.
We have a crazy show today.
Yeah. We're going to rip through a ton of marketing statistics, giving you a 2016 in review. Lots of marketing statistics to go through, and we're going to get started talking about conversion rate optimization. So interesting statistics, and we'll have all the sources for these statistics in the show notes so you can go look them up and see that we're not just making stuff up, which we could. Maybe we'll make up one during the show and we just won't say which one it is and people will have to guess.
Half the fun is figuring that out.
So some basic stuff thinking about search engine optimization. Let's start there because that's where everyone wants to know. Mm-hmm. We all have search strategy. We all do them well. Still, what's happening? 34% of all click-through, or sorry, 36% of the click-throughs in Google search results are for the first position. And 31% is the same thing for first place in mobile. So whether desktop or mobile, first place position is getting the lion's share of the clicks in search result pages. That's a huge, huge piece.
And in mobile search, more Google searches take place on mobile devices than on computers. That's not that surprising. I think that'll actually be on the rise in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. I think so, too.
Now, organic search, let's jump on that. Google gets over 100 billion searches a month.
That is crazy.
That's insane. And the average Google or average first page result contains 1,800 words.
Which John in the office disagrees with completely. It's an unquantifiable statistic, but I would still say that we know that in content length, you know, more words the better. So it fits with common knowledge.
Most blogs
common knowledge.
Lucky if they hit 750. So I think this is a big proponent for definitely increasing that number, the number of words on your page.
Yep.
50% of search queries are 4 words or longer. That's definitely useful for the long tail keywords we're trying to reach for.
That's huge, yep. And so talking about search, I mean, what's coming up more and more now is the use of voice search. So Siri or Alexa, whatever systems are out there, voice search has become huge. So 19% of people use Siri at least daily. That's 1 in 5 iPhone users. That's pretty amazing. And 60% of smartphone users who use search began using it in the past year, with 41% saying they've begun to use it in the past 6 months. Just simply saying that voice search is rising. People are going more towards voice search. Jacob and I were just talking about this in the car the other day. I definitely foresee voice search and chatbots to be a huge component of what search strategy looks like in the years to come, and really optimizing for that and having to get Siri and all the other ladies to listen to you and listen to the users and make your site be up.
They are always ladies, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't know what's there's probably some statistic about why that makes sense.
I want a burly man to respond to me. So switching topics right now, content marketing statistics. So we're going to start with blogging. 1 in 10 blogs are compounding, meaning organic search increases their traffic over time.
Yeah, and exactly. With blogging too, titles with 6 to 13 words attract the highest amount of content traffic. So you're doing your titles for your blogs, you think it will be short and sweet, but actually 6 to 13 words in there makes sense. And, you know, for content strategy as well, 47% of buyers viewed 3 to 5 pieces of content before engaging with a sales rep. So we talk about this all the time. We do sales flows with clients that, you know, you have enough content on your site where they can engage with enough depth of content, whether it's about us, expertise, things like that, to build up that deeper funnel. So that statistic totally makes sense for that.
All right. Now to podcast, something we all very familiar with and we love here. 15% of marketers plan to add podcasting to their marketing efforts in the next 12 months. I think that definitely says something for the 2017 year with podcasts. Similarly, podcast listening grew 23% between 2015 and 2016.
Yeah, it's hugely on the rise.
Yeah,
right?
For sure. Last one for a podcast. Weekly podcast listeners consume 5 shows per week on average.
Wow, that's a lot of podcasts.
That's definitely true for me.
And you have to see that more and more happening as we look at different ways of reaching customers, podcasts being a huge part of that. Let's talk social media. Jacob, what do you got?
All right, so for Facebook, 72% of adult internet users are on Facebook. That's not a surprise there. Facebook posts with images see 2.3 times more engagement than those without images. That's really key. Mm-hmm. That's been true for a while now, but not a lot of people pick it up.
Yep.
73% of people say they use Facebook for professional purposes. That is something that a lot of people don't take into account, especially B2B.
Yeah, I would say a lot of conversations we've had with clients about that, like, you know, we want to be on Facebook, but, you know, we're a business, and they don't think that it's used for that purpose. So that's a good defense of that. So same thing about business, think about LinkedIn. 25% of adult users use LinkedIn. In the past 2 years, content consumption on LinkedIn has increased 21%. So I'm sure you've seen that. I think there's been a shift in kind of the quality and content level in LinkedIn. It's definitely gotten busier this past year, and the feeds are a little more noisier, and I keep seeing the same video constantly at the top of my page. So it's kind of annoying in that degree, but it still is a good platform for people to use that. They have 450 million members, and they're pretty active in that network. Groups are still a big part of that, but LinkedIn's still a viable channel for businesses to push on. But definitely look at Facebook as being a competitor in that space with some of the recent changes they've made. So talk about Twitter for a second. Twitter has 4 times as many users internationally as they do in the U.S. I think when I think of social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, I think we think very U.S.-centric, but Twitter actually has a very broad reach. Twitter has 313 million monthly active users. That's an amazing amount of active users. And they say that about 23% of adults use Twitter, which I'm a little skeptical about, but I think in terms of whether they use it or post to it, they may look at it and read it and use it as a source of content. And Twitter usage is more popular in the professional space than maybe out of the rural space, but it's still a hugely popular piece of content for people. But what's happening on social media? Visual content is 40 times more likely to get shared on social media than any other type of content. If you're only posting text, it's not going to work as well. Images and videos are hugely driving forward, and that's a stat from Buffer, which is a great service. 71% of online marketers use visual assets in their social media marketing, again, because that's what's working. And research shows when people hear information, they're likely to remember only 10% of that information 3 days later. However, if relevant images pair with the same information, people retain 65% of the information 3 days later.
That's
so it's
cool.
About image. You know, images help retention, helps with memory, and again, with a system of our eyes and ears and brain that just totally makes sense. And infographics are liked and shared on social media 3 times more than any other type of content. So this goes to say, for social media, visual content is hugely popular and should be a mainstay of your social experience. So let's talk about video. So the video is a great thing. 4 times as many customers would rather watch a video about a product than read about it. Jacob, what do you think? Do I agree with you?
Yeah, 100%. When I want to learn things and I Google them, I generally will click on the video link. Just a short video for me.
Yeah.
A nice 3-minute video just to introduce whatever I'm
absolutely. I think
about.
So many search people don't want to see videos. They want to see the product. They want to see how it interacts. And I think that's a huge piece, even in B2B space. Social video, 39% of marketers plan to add Facebook video to their content strategy next year. I think that's huge. I mean, I think more and more companies are looking at video as a way of reaching out, a way of explaining their product in the B2B or B2C space. And if you sell a service, the way the videos would work in that. Analytics are getting better, which helps us understand that things like 55% of people consume video content thoroughly. I mean, they finish it to the end. And 43% of people want to see more video content from marketers. Again, there's just a huge gap for video. I think a lot of companies, now the cost of production of video is much higher than some content pieces, yeah. But I think the payoff is huge. Look at something like YouTube, having over 1 billion users, that's almost one third of all the people on the internet. So YouTube is a huge platform for reaching people. And two thirds of YouTube users watch YouTube on a second screen while watching TV at home. So I mean, it's very, very popular in terms of what people are doing with video. And it's reach. So when you think about internet marketing, we think it's, you know, very computer based, but the TV is out there, the smartphone, and internet is now becoming but it's even been a channel for communication beyond the television in people's minds.
So let's talk about some email statistics. Click-through rate, 11 at 11 a.m. is the highest click-through rate for all email sends. That's definitely useful. Everyone, you always want to know, when should I send this? I put a ton of work into this newsletter. Yeah. When do I get it out?
And everyone should do their own data analysis, but that's a good kind of starting
start.
Point.
Yeah. For email copy, the open rate for emails with a personalized message was 17.6% higher compared to those without personalization.
Yep.
That I agree is with that completely. Definitely true. Yeah.
Yep, I agree with that totally.
Email use worldwide will top 3 billion users by 2020.
Wow.
That's insane. That's ridiculous. That kind of goes against all those people that say email marketing is dead.
Yeah, exactly.
There's 3 billion people on it. It's not dead.
Yeah, and growing.
Yeah, yeah. 66% of unsubscribes occur between 5 and 10 p.m. I could definitely see that.
Yep.
78% of consumers have unsubscribed from emails because the brand was sending too many emails. I do think that's a problem. Some people will go overboard with email.
I think it depends, too, on what kind of content you're sending out. I mean, it depends on the usage. But testing is always the fallback there, is to make sure you're testing at the right intervals. If you're trying to send something out daily, you're in trouble. Mm-hmm. But I think it depends on what your market is, where you're really pushing. I mean, Amazon sends me like 3 a day. So they're not doing it in false ways.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about some lead generation stats. 65% of marketers say that generating traffic and leads is their top challenge. I would say it's almost 100% of the customers we talk with is that's their main challenge. I don't think anyone has enough leads or has enough traffic to their website. They always want more. You know, maybe there's a conversion issue once you're up there, but I don't know who would not want more traffic or more leads from their website. It's kind of a basic thing.
I have too much money. I can't do it.
Yeah, exactly. I have too much traffic. I need to turn some away. It's kind of a silly thing. But 61% of marketers believe their marketing strategy is effective in that same way, and their analytics don't really support that. But in the same sense, 24% of marketers don't know whether their efforts resulted in close won deals. And that's a huge challenge. We think about lead generation and reporting, and we call end-to-end reporting. If you can't tie dollars won to your marketing efforts, you're really at a loss. And we talked about this in one of the last podcasts we did. You can go back and listen to it. But I mean, having end-to-end reporting and marketing sales alignment is huge. And so if you can't know what your marketing efforts are doing from a revenue perspective, you're really at a loss to help support that marketing going forward.
Yeah, different marketing channels will be more effective for different companies, and so you need to find out what works for you and then use that.
Yep, and I think technology is a huge piece of that, and you know, marketing technology usually represents about 33% of the average marketing budget that companies have, and 37% of marketers state that their budget constrains them from conducting efficient marketing automation. So, I mean, it is a high-cost thing. I mean, it's not something that, you know, someone with a $1,000 marketing budget can do, but it's highly effective when it's done well.
Yeah.
And it's definitely worth the investment. It's a great tactic. So, as you're thinking about lead generation, the things that go in there, revenue goals and tied into marketing automation, there's definitely a lot supporting the need for marketing automation in what you do. So, let's finish up talking about just paid ads. Jacob, what do we know about paid ads?
So, Google drives 95% of all paid ad clicks on mobile.
Wow.
That's really useful to know. I mean, a lot, you got to make sure everything's optimized for mobile, your landing pages, stuff like that. By 2019, mobile advertising will represent 72% of all U.S. digital ad spending.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Just have that focus on mobile. That's huge. And so for pay-per-click, 64% of people click on Google ads when they're looking to buy an item online. Well, of course they would. They wouldn't click on when they're not trying to buy an item. but it just shows that the ads are so effective when they're trying to buy something. But Google isn't always the most popular. I mean, some overwhelming majority, 84%, use Facebook ads, followed by Google ads at 41%, and then LinkedIn ads at 18%. So paid social media ads aren't necessarily all Google. It's really about getting the right kind of mix in there. Facebook ads with their targeting mechanisms and the way that they do lookalike audiences, things like that. make Facebook a huge place to do purchase ads. Even thinking about remarketing, same thing, using lots of different venues for that paid kind of placement.
I'm interested to see how voice and ads will come together.
Absolutely. And same thing, 70% of U.S. marketers plan to use social video ads in the next coming 12 months. So seeing video and social from a paid perspective all coming together. And 51% of people have a lower opinion of brands that use auto-playing video ads.
It is annoying.
It's kind of annoying. But I think most platforms are actually fighting against that now. I know LinkedIn does a silent video and Facebook will do like a loop. So mm-hmm. It kind of
the silence all right for me. I just don't want to hear it.
Yeah, the hearing it is kind of kind of crazy. But 15% of viewers believe a video ad should be no longer than 15 seconds in length. And again, that's only 15% of them. I don't know what the rest think, but video ads have an average click-through rate of 1.84%, the highest click-through rate of all digital ad formats. So video and advertising coming together, whether it's on social or not, is a huge, huge win for marketing. So that was a lot of stats. We hustled through them. We hope it was just kind of a brain-building scenario for you, the listener, to kind of go through and hear all these stats. And maybe it just... maybe one or two of them sparked an interest or maybe something you didn't think about before. It's always good to look at statistics. We use them in sales presentations or understanding what's happening out there. And again, statistics definitely have to be taken with a grain of salt, but I think they're valuable when you start thinking about, does this work? You know, maybe it's been brushed off in the past, but now the data is changing. Always good to take a review near the end of the year as you're doing planning to think about what's out there, what trends are happening, and what's going forward.
Yeah, for sure. All right, and that's it for today's show. Be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes and leave a review. Also, be sure to check out the show notes on the website newnorth.com/podcast, as well as our LinkedIn group, You're the Marketing Department Podcast.
Yep, and always send questions to podcast@newnorth.com. Hope you guys have a great holiday season and enjoy this time with family and friends. And
don't hurt yourselves when you're putting up lights.
Exactly. Guys, have a great day.